This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called on all nations Friday to recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. Speaking to Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami, the vice president called on other nations to follow the United States in recognizing Guaido.
The United States is proud to recognize Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. And Brazil, Colombia, Canada, Argentina, and many other countries have followed America's lead. All told, more than 20 nations have announced their support for President Guaido.
Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the assembly said that Nicolas Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. Russia, China, and Turkey, however, do not recognize Guaido, and the UN Secretary General said Thursday the world body only cooperates with the recognized elected government of Nicolas Maduro. The United States has announced it's pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons. AP's Warren Levinson reports withdrawing from that treaty could backfire.
Kingston Reef of the Arms Control Association says the president is right when he says Russia has been violating the INF treaty, but withdrawing from it rewards Moscow's misbehavior.
I think Russia would certainly prefer that the United States withdraw so that Russia could place the blame for the treaty's demise at the feet of the United States.
Reef concedes persuading the Russians to come back into compliance is a long shot, but he contends there are diplomatic and even military tools available that the Trump administration is declining to use. The result, a possible renewed missile race in Europe that leaves everyone less safe. I'm Warren Levinson.
And this is VOA News. President Donald Trump doubled down on the need for a border wall, or possibly declaring a national emergency, during a human trafficking event at the White House Friday. The president told reporters that Democrats are doing a tremendous disservice by refusing to give him nearly $6 billion for the wall, which he argues is exacerbating the trafficking issue.
We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, but I don't think it's good politically. And I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself because she's hurting a lot of people. I think the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves.
Trump has threatened to circumvent Congress and declare a national emergency if lawmakers cannot agree to a border deal by February 15th. The president also hinted he might make an announcement during his State of the Union and urged reporters to listen closely to his speech next week. One of the people wanting to take President Trump's job from him, U.S. Senator Cory Booker, on Friday declared his bid for the presidency in 2020. AP's Sagar Meghani reports that Booker joins a crowded field of Democrats.
Cory Booker had been telegraphing a primary run for months with visits to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. The New Jersey senator has made his presidential bid official in a video calling for uniting a deeply divided nation.
Together, we will channel our common pain back into our common purpose.
Booker is the second black candidate in an already crowded primary field that could get even bigger. Several of his rivals have more name recognition, and former Vice President Joe Biden may also join the race. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. employers shrugged off last month's partial government shutdown and engaged in a burst of hiring in January, adding 304,000 jobs, the most in nearly a year. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the unemployment rate ticked up to 4%.
Very strong number.
That's PNC Financial Services chief economist Gus Fauché's assessment of the Labor Department's latest employment report. It shows employers added 304,000 jobs in January.
Almost double what we were expecting.
At the same time, the employment rate edged up to 4%. But the reason?
Federal government workers who were furloughed were counted as temporarily unemployed, but I would expect that we'll see the unemployment rate decline again in February now that those workers are back on the job.
And wages?
They were up 3.2% in January from 1 year earlier. That's the strongest wage growth we've seen in about a decade.
Fauché's conclusion?
Very good news for the economy at the start of 2019.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wall Street ended Friday mixed with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.26%. The S&P was up 0.09%, but the NASDAQ dropped 0.25%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.